إن الحمد لله، نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات، وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة. ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وأدخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الحمد لله by the توفيق of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, thousands of Muslims from all over the globe, they finished and completed the fifth and final pillar of Islam known as Al-Hajj, responding to the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. Brothers and sisters, in my previous khutbah in this blessed masjid, I was talking about some of the objectives of Al-Hajj and some of the secrets of Al-Hajj. Because as I said before, Salah and the rest of act of worships in Islam, we have a lot of explanations as why we pray, as why we pay zakah, as why we fast, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to Hajj, there are a lot of things that we don't understand really. Why are we doing this? Why are we going around the Kaaba? Why seven times? Why Rami al-Jamarat? Why cutting? Why the hair? Why all of these things, right? A lot of these things we don't really understand why we're doing them. However, millions of Muslims from all over the world, they go and they actually do that. And we said of the objectives of Al-Hajj, Ikhwani, the first one was the spiritual objective. The spiritual objective, and the best thing we can learn from Hajj is the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total submission. إذعان وانقياد إلى الله تبارك وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, you're coming to visit my house. سمعنا وأطعنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, you're going to go around the Kaaba seven times. سمعنا وأطعنا. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you're going to throw the jamarat. سمعنا وأطعنا. Subhanallah. And as we said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the house. And the owner of the house has the right to set any protocol. When you have guests over, you tell them, you can come from this door. You can leave your shoes off here, right? We do that all the time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sets the protocol. So brothers and sisters, submission is a great lesson we learn from our Hajj. And as I said before, then I will move on to the rest of the khutbah, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. As we said before, there is a big mistake that us Muslims, believers, that we make all the time, which is what? We try to rationalize everything in Islam, right? Everything in Islam, I try to check it with my mind. If it makes sense with the logic, if it makes sense, then I will take it. Otherwise, I'm sorry, I doubt this religion, right? And as I said before, subhanAllah, there are a lot of things that we cannot rationalize in our life. Even the science sometimes does not have an explanation to certain things. However, we fully, fully, fully believe in science. The other day after the khutbah, I was giving khutbah in my masjid in Frisco, And one sister, she requested the imam. So I spoke with her. She's an old sister. And she said, Sheikh, my daughter has not been able to speak for 8 months. She was perfectly fine. That happened last week. Perfectly fine. And all of a sudden, she's not able to speak. You know how many doctors we've taken her to? 13 physicians nationwide. And none of them know what is the secret, subhanAllah. What is the reason for that? Right? So, ikhwani, sometimes we believe so much in science that when we say something that seems to be contradicting with the religion, we ignore the religion completely. And Hajj is a great example, right? Why are we doing this? It doesn't make sense to me, subhanAllah. Right? This is very dangerous, ikhwan. Very, very dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. There are a lot of things, as I said, that we cannot rationalize in our religion. And this is very normal, right? If there is, we should سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. But if there is an explanation, and this is most of the time, this is the case, your iman should be increasing. Your iman and your faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be increasing, ikhwani. But the problem for our youngsters now, you know, when that doesn't make sense to me, you know, this religion, what is that? Explain that to me. Sometimes we don't have an explanation. Period. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do something, so we go ahead and do that thing. Because as we said, you cannot put the science and the religion all the time. They're very compatible. They're very compatible with each other. Ikhwani, remember, Quran is a book of signs, not a book of science, right? Quran is a book of signs, not a book of science. Quran does not have to tell you and explain everything to you, right? SubhanAllah. Islam tells you why things are happening, but science tells you how things are happening. This is the difference. So they complete each other, right? They complete each other. So moving forward, we said that the best thing we can learn from a Hajj, Ikhwani, is the submission and the inqiyad wa idhaan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, for each act of worship in Islam, there is objectives or maqasid. Today, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, the next few minutes, I'm going to talk about the general objectives of Islam, also known as the five human needs or necessities in Islam. What are these five human necessities in Islam? Known also as maqasid al-sharia. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Islam? What are the objectives? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to achieve over here? What is the goal? What is the wisdom? Right? When we know the answer to this thing, subhanAllah, our yaqeen and the conviction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase. So today, inshallah, we're going to answer three questions. Number one, what is the definition of the objectives of Sharia or maqasid al-Sharia? Number two, what are they? Number three, why they are important and significant in our life? Question number one, what is the definition of maqasid al-Sharia or the objectives of Sharia? According to the ulama, in Arabic it says, تحقيق مصالح العباد في المعاش والمعاد. تحقيق مصالح العباد في المعاش في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. So the objectives of Islam are set of rules and principles which Islam strives to establish in order to promote and protect the welfare and the welfare of human beings in this life and the hereafter. The definition is very self-explanatory, very easy here, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these five necessities or objectives so that we promote the welfare of human beings in this life and the hereafter. That's why we say Islam is a way of life, a comprehensive way of life. That takes me to the second question. What are the five necessities of human beings in Islam? What are the five objectives of Islam? ما هي مقاصد الشريعة الإسلامية? Why do we have Islam? Number one, Islam came to us to safeguard and protect human life. A human soul, ikhwani, this is the very first objective because you are the structure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in the best form, in the best shape. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave some rules and the principle that if we follow, we will protect the human life. The human life is very sacred, subhanallah. And look what is happening in the world nowadays, subhanallah. Because people, they careless. There is so much injustice in the world. That's why there is so much blood all over the world, subhanallah, right? Look at this guy who went to Walmart the other day, started shooting people. Subhanallah. You cannot even imagine that. You cannot even imagine that. This is exactly what Islam says no to. No, you do not go to a place like that and take the life and souls of innocent people. Just picture this in your mind, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, ya Rabbil Alameen. We all go to Walmart and the stores, right? Imagine you're going with your family, a happy life, happy family, going to get the school supplies, and you end up there. Your life is gone because of somebody. He knows that there is no justice. That's why he dared to do something like that. Subhanallah. Islam, ikhwani, tells us that if you fulfill the objectives of Sharia, your life is going to be so much better. It's going to be a very peaceful life. But the problem is, if you do not apply this in our lives, what's going to happen? So much corruption is going to happen on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so clear in Quran when he talks about the value of a human life. When he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If you kill one person, one human life, as though you killed the whole entire humanity. This is our religion. This is Islam. And this is the message that we need to preach. And this is the message we need to explain and show the whole entire world. The very first objective of Islam, ya ikhwani, is the protection and safeguard of human life. The second one, and we'll get back to that inshallah Rabbil Alameen also, the second one is the safeguard and protection of one's religion. One's religion. Every human being has some sort of belief. Even those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone says, I'm an atheist, I don't have any faith, any belief, tell them, no, you have faith that there is no faith, there is no God. So we cannot live without aqidah, every human being. So if you're telling me there is no God, okay, that's a belief, right? That's a belief in itself. So subhanAllah, ikhwani, we cannot live without aqidah in our hearts. So Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this fact. That's why he came to guard, safeguard and protect this aqidah. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ikraha fi ddeen. La ikraha fi ddeen. You cannot force anybody to accept your deen. You cannot force anybody. You cannot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Let human being do whatever they want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hakam, al-adl at the end of the day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the religion, and he warned us so many times from shaitan, and he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. So Islam came to safeguard humanity and protect their faith, regardless, ikhwani, regardless, they're Muslims, they're not Muslims, we're not allowed to harm anybody. Not because they are on a different faith, we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to do that, subhanAllah. This is misconception about Islam. And here, one of the objectives, the things that Islam wants to achieve and promote, the protection of people's faith. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. So, protection of human life, protection of human faith and religion. Number three, protection of the human mind and intellect, the human reasoning. Islam came to protect your mind and your brain, not really to ask you to follow blindly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to tadabbur, to ponder over. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا قُلْ انْظُرُوا مَاذَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many ayah in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ponder over, look at the sky, look at the heaven. And then he said, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ. And in your own bodies, don't you see? Don't you see the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are happening out there? Allahu Akbar. So Islam came to protect your mind, your dignity, your intellect, brothers and sisters. That's why Islam is very strict when it comes to alcohol, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِسُ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Avoid it. Stay away from it, subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear. He said, I created you and I give you this brain. This mind, and you should respect your intellectuality and your mind. Do not cover your brain by using drugs, by alcohol. Drugs is a big issue in our communities, ikhwani. Big issue of our communities. All Muslim communities, no exception in here, right? When people realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to protect your own mind, your own brain, and this is one of the objectives of Islam, then if we follow this, our life is going to be so much better. We're not going to complain that our youngsters, our children are going towards the wrong path. They are into drugs. That's why Islam said, do not show mercy to drug dealers. Do not show mercy to them. Why? Because sometimes, ikhwani, sometimes, and this is human nature. This is human nature. We look at the criminal and we feel like sympathize, like we're sympathizing with them. We feel bad for them, which is okay. But Islam says, do not look at the criminal. Do not look at the criminal. Look at the crime. Before looking at the criminal, the who shot the people in Walmart, look at the crime, look at the victims, look at the people who did not make it to their houses, look at the people whom their children did not see them, and they will never see them again. This is Islam. Islam was very clear, was very straightforward. Drugs is something that covers your brain, your mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, stay away from it, your life is going to be good, right? And at the same time, he says, take care of the people who cause corruption on earth. If someone is doing this to our youngsters, to our youth, he should be treated justly. This is our religion. This is how beautiful our religion is. That's why we say Islam is a comprehensive way of life. Subhanallah. So the protection of human life, the protection of human faith and religion, the protection of human intellect, brain and mind. And then number four, the protection of human wealth, property. This is something very important. You're not allowed by any way, shape, or form to take something that is not your right under any circumstances. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. He cannot be a Muslim if people are not protected from you. This is our religion. Right? So Islam came to protect people's property. Islam came to teach us to seek the halal rizq, the halal provision. The halal provision, right? Otherwise, what people were stealing, and because there is injustice in the world, now the top 1% in the world, they own the whole the money of the rest of the world, subhanAllah. 1% of the world. 1% is controlling everything, everything. And the rest of the world under poverty, subhanAllah. Or middle class in the best, subhanAllah. Look at that. Why? Because there is injustice. Islam says, you should always, always protect your property. You're not allowed to, you know, to touch or take people's money without the right, without their approval. Look what is happening in some countries now. The rulers are taking everything. What about the people, the citizens? Nothing. Nothing. And we know that. And you know what I'm talking about, subhanAllah. Why? Because people misunderstood the religion of Islam. Ikhwani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created us. When you go buy a vehicle, a car, they give you something called manual. And they ask you to follow the manual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. And He knows our manual. He knows what is best for us. If we don't follow the manual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, guess what? All of the corruption, injustice in the world is going to happen. Period. Subhanallah, that's what it is, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us very well and knows what is best for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatan wa salaman ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Islam came to us to protect our life. Islam came to us to protect our religion and safeguard our religion. Islam came to us to protect our intellectuality, our mind, our brains. Islam came to us to protect our properties, to make sure that nobody will take anything or steal anything with no right. Islam came to us to protect our honor and dignity, ikhwani. Our honor and dignity. You're not allowed to speak about any brother or any sister. You're not allowed to judge people. You know Allah because we're not angels, right? We're not angels. And what is happening in social media here, whenever you say anything, share, 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 without even asking yourself a question. Is it right? Is it true? Is it false? Islam is against that. Islam says you should protect your honor and your dignity. You did not see anything with your own eyes. That's it. Forgive it. Forget it. Just leave. Move on. But nowadays, subhanAllah, people don't really care about dignities or honors and all of these things. They don't care, unfortunately. A lot of brothers and sisters. That's why we talk about each other. We talk about families, right? You respect your own honor and your own dignity. This is what Islam is here for, brothers and sisters. This is one of the things that Islam wanted to achieve, wanted to accomplish in this world. That takes me to the third question. Why is it significant? Why the objectives of Islam are significant. I will take you in a very short journey, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, to Mecca. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us all over the year, Rabbil Alameen. I mean, particularly the month of Arafat, at the Mount of Arafat, on the shahr or the month of the Hijjah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in Jabal al-Rahmah, and he delivered the khutbah. This khutbah, we should explain and should say it to the whole entire world, wallahi. This is, in my opinion, the very first human rights declaration that humanity ever known. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up on the Mount of Arafat and he addressed everyone, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam focused on the objectives of Sharia that we were just talking about, the five things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a farewell pilgrimage of khutbah, before 3 months before he passed away, he stood up and he was very clear, straight to the point, and said, "Ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, O humanity." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say, "O believers, O Muslims." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that was the end of his life, and he wanted to preach the whole entire world. He said, "Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ayyuhan nas, a'iruni asma'akum, fa inni la a'lamu." هل ألقاكم بعد عامي هذا. People, listen attentively to me, as I don't know whether or not I will be with you next year. The Prophet ﷺ knew that his life was coming to an end. That's why he wanted to make sure to leave us with something very, very profound. He said, أيها الناس إن أموالكم إن دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم حرام عليكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا. O people, just as you regard this month, the month of the Hijjah, this day, the day of Arafat, this city, the city of Mecca, as sacred, so regard the life and the property and honor of every Muslim as sacred. The same thing he said, this month, this day, it's sacred, they are sacred. So your life, your property, your wealth, your honor is also should be sacred as the Mount of Arafat, the city of Mecca, subhanAllah. Do not approach, not talk about people's life or honor, because this is very dangerous. What goes around comes around, brothers and sisters. So the Prophet ﷺ in this section, he talked about what the first, second, third objective of Islam, of Sharia of Islam, the protection of human's life, the protection of property, the protection of honor. And then moving forward very quick, inshallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about the protection of our intellectuality and our minds, our brains. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every practice from the practice of al-jahiliyyah is under my feet. Any practice from the era of ignorance before Islam, I put it under my feet right now. And the very first thing I'm going to put under my feet is the interest that my uncle Al-Abbas used to take from people. His uncle used to take sometimes 100% interest. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the perfect example. And he wanted to show them that he is a role model, that he is giving up the interest or the jahiliyyah practice of his uncle of Abbas before anybody even asked him. He said, all of these things are under my feet. All under my feet. So Islam, as we said, protects our intellectuality and our brain. The Prophet ﷺ went further and he talked about the protection of our property, of our religion. The Prophet ﷺ said, he said, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَأِسَ أَنْ يُعْبَدَى. Shaitan lost hope that he will be ever worshipped again. And he said, I have left for you. What if you stick to it? You will never be misguided. Kitab Allah wa Sunnati. I left Quran for you. This is the manual. Quran and the Sunnah. This is the protection of our deen, our faith, our aqeedah, brothers and sisters. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on and he talked about equality of Islam. He said, "Ayyuhan nas, kullukum min Adam wa Adam min turab." All people, you are all from Adam, and Adam was created from dirt. And then sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this statement that the history will never forget. He said, "لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي." ولا لأبيض على أسود ولا لأسود على أبيض إلا بالتقوى والعمل الصالح. There is no superiority for an Arab over non-Arab, or a black over white, or white over black, except with piety and unrighteousness. التقوى هاهنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your skin color. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart and your deeds. This is equality in Islam, brothers and sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not forget to talk about our sisters. He said, take care of your woman, take care of your wife, your spouse, take care of your daughter, take care of your mother, take care of your mother. Respect them in the masjid. Give them a lot of activities and a lot of things. Get them involved in the masjid. Your daughters. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 3 daughters and then you raise them in a good way, that's path, shortcut to Jannah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, ikhwani. So the Prophet ﷺ did not forget this. And at the end, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma qad ballaght, Allahumma fashhad. And he looked up and he said, Ya Allah, Allah, be my witness that I conveyed the message. Oh Allah, be my witness. I conveyed the message. Oh Allah, be my witness. And we here witnessing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam conveyed the message. Brothers and sisters, today we're talking about the 5 objectives of Islam. Number 1, protection of human life. Number 2, protection of human religion. Number 3, protection of human intellectuality and mind. Number 4, protection of human property. Number 5, the protection of human dignity and honor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who listen and follow what is best, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma aghfir lana ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma arhamna ya Rabbil Alameen. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم آمين وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أخواني move forward إن شاء الله. Accommodate your brothers in the back. جزاكم الله خيرا. Move forward إن شاء الله. Fill up the gap. Share your lines إن شاء الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله استقيموا واستووا واعتدلوا يرحمنا وإياكم الله اخشعوا في صلاتكم استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
أخواني تقبل الله منكم جزاكم الله خيرا. We all know that the situation in Kashmir, inshallah. So 1 minute, inshallah, we'll make dua for them. This is the very least we can do for them, inshallah, رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما
اللهم يا ربنا عليك بالظالمين، اللهم انتقم من الظالمين، اللهم كن مع إخواننا في كشمير، اللهم كن مع إخواننا في كشمير، اللهم قوهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم عليك بمن ظلمهم يا رب العالمين، يا جبار يا منتقم يا الله، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم برحمتك يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم برحمتك يا رب العالمين، اللهم عليك بمن رمل النساء ويتم الأطفال، اللهم يا من أهلكت فرعون وهامان وقارون أهلك الظالمين، اللهم أهلكهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، اللهم كن مع إخواننا في سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي باكستان وفي مصر وفي بنغلاديش وفي كل مكان من أرض الإسلام يا رب العالمين، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، اللهم استجب دعاءنا، اللهم آمين يا رب العالمين، وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، جزاكم الله خيرا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair, Imam Salah, for today's khutbah and beautiful dua. On your way out, please donate for masjid operation. Speaking of donation, we will inshallah allow some food vendors outside. Some of you take lunch break here, so why not have your lunch as well to go. And a portion of it will come to masjid. So if you are a vendor and if you can avoid, please send an email to board@epicmasjid.org. And be a listed vendor, so you will provide your spot on a rotation base. You must be able to allergy-free food like peanuts and all should be avoided. A small portion comes to masjid, so support these vendors and support your masjid, inshallah. I have a couple other announcements. Special need programs on August 17th between 4:30 to 6 o'clock. Parent meet and greet will be here in APIC. Also, Umrah. With Yasir Qadi, November 22nd to 30th, still limited seats. So if you like to join, please register at front office or online. Our fifth year class and Sunday school is about to start. All the details in website, please go ahead and take a look. Also, I have couple dua requests to Imam Salah. I have brother, one of our board member, Nadim Aslam. His uncle just passed away in California, and he's requesting dua. There is brother Kareem, his father passed away a couple days ago here in Murphy. Also, brother Bilal, his father injured himself, and you know, in recovery, and looking for your dua. Imam Salah, please make
dua. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم اجعل قبرهم روضة من رياض الجنة، ولا تجعله حفرة من حفر النار، اللهم اجمعنا بهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين، اللهم اجمعنا بهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين، اللهم اجعل هذا اليوم وهذه الليلة أسعد وأهنأ لياليهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم هون عليهم سؤال الملكين، اللهم هون عليهم سؤال الملكين، اللهم ارحم أموات المسلمين، اللهم اشف أمراض المسلمين، اللهم اشف أمراض المسلمين، اللهم اشفهم برحمتك يا رب العالمين، اللهم استجب دعاءنا، اللهم آمين، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.